Moncrief on News Talk.
In Spain, just as here, there's been a decline in church weddings, but the bishops have come up with a cunning plan and a way to get down with the kids, a video game, which they hope will entice more people to come back to the altar. Does this kind of thing ever work? Ronan Price is games critic at the Irish Independent. Afternoon, Ronan.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
How much do you know about this Spanish Catholic wedding game?
Well, I think it's only been launched in the last few days. And the thing I'll say about it is it's all in Spanish. So my Espanol is no bueno, as they say. But for the sake of the Moncrief show, I gave it a shot. It's kind of a slightly moralizing kind of attempt to do a pre-marriage course in the form of a video game. It looks like your old style kind of 1980s, 2000s kind of video game. And you're kind of asked to carry out actions like listening or choose the right option in dialogue to sort of get on better with your fiancé, I suppose.
Right.
It's an interesting kind of concept. And the bishop said something like, it's about people live in a gamified society. And so we want to sort of go where the people are. Because they are obviously conscious of, I think in Spain, the marriage rate is on the decline, you know?
Yeah. Are there many examples of, I don't know if you could call this social engineering, but you know, people who want to change people's real world habits and then they introduce a game to try and influence that?
There's lots of sort of what you might call worthy games. I mean, you can think of, for example, the SETI project, which was a thing back in the 2000s thereabouts, where people were using their spare time on their computer to look for extraterrestrial life, and your computer did the job for you, and it was sort of scanning space and all that sort of stuff. That's the sort of thing that's out there. And I think there's another one, for example, that I can think of called Foldit, which looks at human proteins in the body for clues to diseases. And again, it's kind of uses the spare cycles on your computer to sort of examine structure, the sort of thing that probably AI is able to do much more efficiently these days.
That's true. But aside from all that, there are games where you can get married. Now, it's probably not legally binding, of course, but you can get married in World of Warcraft, for instance.
There's a lot of romance in video games. I know, obviously, you think maybe of Call of Duty or something like that, and it doesn't seem like that could ever translate into the real world. But games like World of Warcraft, which has been around for about 20 years now, I'd say, is an intensely social game. People do gather in Warcraft for a number of reasons. But yes, Warcraft has had several weddings where people go as their characters, they dress up, they sort of have a ceremony, but it's really about being in the company of their real world friends. Now, of course, their friends may be spread across the globe and nowhere near them. But there's some suggestion that the makers of World of Warcraft are going to introduce, if you like, facilities for weddings. But as you say, there's nothing legal about them. It's more about just how people gather. In the same way that people might gather in a real restaurant, these are, you know, your online friends. This is where you go to meet them. I think a lot of youngsters, for example, do it in Fortnite as well, where they go back and forth in Fortnite, you know, playing the shooting game. But it's really about them chatting, you know, having the crack.
Yeah. But and do you know if someone gets married in World of Warcraft, is, and obviously that's not a legal marriage, but do they know the person in the real world, or is it just the characters are getting married?
I think it's often a representation of their themselves. So yes, they would know them. I mean, literally in the game itself doesn't confer any benefits on people who are married, and they literally don't change anything about the game. But it's just kind of one of those things that sort of represents, you know, your real world friendship. And as I say, not necessarily in the case of weddings, of course, but friendships, of course, can be, you know, across continents, across entire world, if you like. So that is a way of doing it. Now, as I say, it's this being Valentine's weekend, for example, Warcraft does have a special Love in the Air season. You will see lots of in-game activities revolving around quests with, you know, fetching flowers and that kind of thing. But it's a bit of fun more than it's anything serious or as you say, that it has any legal ramification.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of crack. Again, I think what was is interesting here is that people use these kinds of games as a social space. You know, perhaps you might have gone to the pub, or kids might gather in the corner in the olden days, if we want to call it 10 years ago. But nowadays, they tend to gather online in the same way that, I suppose, you know, people use social media in that way. If your sister lives across the world, you kind of live through their lives through their Instagram account or their Facebook or whatever.
Sure, yeah. Though it's not outside the bounds of possibility that somebody's actually legally married in the real world is also engaging in a form of virtual bigamy.
Well, this is quite true.
Given that you can.
I think there's probably been lots of examples of that sort of thing where people meet in video games and go on to have affairs and all that sort of stuff. But you know, there are the flip side is also that there's a lot of people who meet in video games and who maybe live closer to closer than half a continent away and end up in relationships.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
As I say, it is very much a social space. But I mean, there's a lot of romance in video games, I'd say, outside of the type of stuff you would see in Call of Duty, you know?
Yeah, and a bit like the Catholic marriage game that we started talking about. Are there a lot of games that, even though ostensibly there mightn't seem to be educational, you know, because all games are extremely complex nowadays, but, you know, force you into making moral choices, for instance?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of sort of story-based games. I mean, they will have the typical video games in terms of combat and shooting or attacking each other with swords and all that sort of stuff. But in between that sort of stuff, you can have games like Dragon Age and Mass Effect, which have huge story components, including romance and relationships. I mean, it could be serious platonic relationships that would friendships that would have characters help you. But in games like Mass Effect, as I say, you can romance all sorts of characters, including, it must be said, aliens.
Yeah. And that's typical aliens.
Typical aliens.
No morals at all. Ronan, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Ronan Price there, games critic at the Irish Independent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.